Well, Peter, coming up in early May, you're bringing a group of sheep producers from around the country into Washington, D.C. First of all, just how timely is the trip this year?
You know, I think it's going to work very well. Our understanding, you know, just this month, that the Senate Committee on Agriculture intends to get the Farm Bill through committee, and I understood the leaders saying they'd go across the floor in May. So from the Farm Bill standpoint, it's probably about perfect.
Well, when you look at the topics, what would top your list?
Well, I think Farm Bill obviously is because it's timely in the Senate. Secondly, we're always watching for livestock protection. USDA's APHIS Wildlife Services is a key program, but it tends to draw some critics from the animal rights community about what we have to do to protect our lambs and calves and fish and all kinds of ag commodities. So we need to be prepared in appropriations to protect our right to protect our livestock. Secondly, or I guess third, you know, we have trade issues with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and that one seems to be gaining steam at the moment as well.
What will that mean for sheep producers?
You know, the position that we put forward to the Senate Committee on Finance just this week really says that there is no benefit for any of the parties regarding lamb trade in or out of the United States with the current list of countries under the TPP, as they call it. And essentially, that's several countries we already have an agreement with and didn't get any boost from lamb trade just because they're not major consumers. Or if it's Australia and New Zealand, obviously, we're not intending to ship lamb into their countries. So our position is, if there's going to be discussion of lamb trade in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, then it better be about opening up export markets for American lamb. The markets we lost in 2003, just because sheep are ruminant animals, we were collateral damage in trade bans that went into effect after that BSE cow was found. And those markets all still remain closed to American lamb.
Peter, how important is it to the industry to have producers themselves walking those halls of Congress?
As you can imagine, Dave, that's the critical piece. I mean, we, as a trade association at the national level, we work with a lot of the committee staffs, we work with leadership, but the reason they participate is because they're producers at home. It's important. Either sheep are important to the local economy, important to the state. Therefore, the members, when they're asked by their own constituents to work on an issue, help an issue, support it, protect the sheep industry's ability to thrive in this country, they do it for them. We're basically just a good source of information and credible help for them to help their sheep producers in the home congressional district.
We visited a while back at a time when there didn't seem to be anything happening in Washington, D.C. Have you seen that change in any way over the last couple of months?
I think with the when the super committee effort on the Farm Bill, when it didn't make it all the way through at the end of the year, you know, we've really been looking, as you and I talked in January, February, would they try to do the Farm Bill this year? I think the Senate obviously wants to make a major run at it. And next fall, this bill expires. So they're going to have to deal with the Farm Bill, even if it's just an extension. Appropriations-wise on funding government, we see the House at least moving to the committee level. The other side of it is I'm not sure that the Senate plans to do anything other than probably a major package at the end of this Congress.
Peter, as you look at the sheep industry around the country these days, anything else going on that has you excited?
The wool market appears to be in many areas very close to last year, at least the early sales. And that's encouraging because that's the highest wool market in over 20 years. So I think that's positive. we're expecting as we move into the spring of the year, as you know, so much of the country just had a very mild winter. They saved a lot of money on feed. The livestock are in great shape. A lot of the country is already lambed, and they're making the most of this Easter Passover marketing season. Other areas are just getting sheared and lambed right now. So we tend to see every spring the producer calls really slow down because they just get so busy at home, and then it'll gear back up again early to mid-summer.